You're listening to an RNIB Connect Radio podcast.
We're at the iCare Support Pathway 2 years on event in Manchester, and I'm joined now by Dr. Peter Hampson, Clinical and Policy Director for the Association of Optometrists. Dr. Hampson, thank you so much for joining us.
You're welcome. It's been a pleasure.
A big part of the beginning part of your presentation today was about the importance of eye tests, first and foremost, and we bang the drum constantly here on RNIB Connect Radio, every 2 years at least. Just how important is it that people are on top of their eye health and getting regular eye tests?
It's hugely important. Sight tests, people think they're just about specs. And obviously that's a huge part of what it is. It's enabling people to see well, to work well, to live well, to enjoy their leisure well. But it detects disease as well. Things like glaucoma, as I said in my talk, without sight testing, most patients with glaucoma would be detected very late in the disease process, and the outcomes would be far worse. So sight tests are probably the most important thing you can do to help prevent that.
Now, we're here marking 2 years of the iCare Support Pathway. For the Association of Optometrists, how have these last 2 years been, and being early adopters of the iCare Support Pathway as well, how has it impacted the work that you've done over the past couple of years?
I think the iCare Support Pathway has just given us a different perspective to a large extent on what we do. We talk about the interventions that optometry makes, but it's helped us to widen our thinking into how that dovetails into the other support parts that people need. Just once they've got an eye problem or once they've been given some information, how we make certain that information is appropriate, accessible, and that they're not scared and they understand where they can go for help.
And you also touched on eye care for older people, and in particular cataracts, which is one of the most common surgeries in the UK, of just making sure that people have got access to the information that they need, and domiciliary eye care as well.
Yeah, so cataracts are, as you say, one of the most common conditions that people have with regards to their eyes. Thankfully, the outcome from having cataract surgery is remarkably successful. The problem with that sometimes is that because it's become so routine, because it goes so well for most patients, we can almost trivialize it a little bit and forget to explain to the patients how important it is. And that for some people, getting to the surgery is really, really difficult to do. So domiciliary patients have a different experience. And as I was saying, the follow-up care, it's really easy to say AI can solve everything. But the conversation somebody has with another human being where they can ask a question and understand really what's concerning that patient, we should never underestimate that.
It's the emotional aspect of it as well, because, you know, it's so commonplace for people to have cataract surgery done, but it's that time spent in between having the cataracts and actually having the surgery. It can take months, years almost, to get seen to, and it can affect people, not just physically with their eyesight, but emotionally as well.
It can. So the gap between when we tell somebody they've got a problem and when that problem is resolved for them, and remembering that sometimes they may have one eye fixed and then the other eye follows a little bit later, the time period when they're struggling perhaps to find the right pair of spectacles, to function, to know what to do for the best, that can be really nervous for patients who just, it is a big thing for them. They've had great vision all their lives and suddenly it's not so easy. We can do a lot to make certain that they get the help that they need in that sort of worrying period for them.
Brilliant stuff. Well, Dr. Peter Hampson, a Clinical and Policy Director for the Association of Optometrists, thank you so much for joining us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure.
For more interviews, features and shows, go to your favourite podcast provider and search for RNIB Connect Radio.